So maybe your Yahoo account got hacked, or your preferred presidential candidate did not get elected due to damaging information revealed by a hack of an official's Gmail account. Finally, how about that McDonald's Twitter hack this week? Now do we have your attention? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. And in case you missed it, here's our weekly rundown of the top headlines from the world of tech. No story generated bigger news this week than yet another round of hacks. The Department of Justice charged two Russian hackers with the theft of over 500 million Yahoo email addresses, and McDonald's followers got a rude surprise when a tweet from the account with 3.4 million followers said that President Donald Trump was disgusting and he had small hands. In other words, this tweet did not come from the corporation. So now we're talking personal information and a hack that could potentially seriously dent the corporation's bottom line. Imagine if Trump supporters took it seriously and started staging protests. We have a major hacking epidemic to deal with, and one way all of us can protect ourselves is by switching now to two-factor authentication for our email and social media accounts. Basically, we sign in twice with a password and a code, which usually gets sent to us in a text. Security experts say this is the best defense against hackers available today, so what are you waiting for? In other tech news of the week, computer chip maker Intel bought the Mobile Eye company for $15 billion. The firm works in the connected car space and will help Intel expand there. Pandora, the internet's most listened to online music station, is set to launch a new subscription music service similar to Spotify and Apple Music for $9.99 monthly and access to the Celestial Jukebox. Pandora says it will be different by doing a better job with music recommendations. Also coming soon to a phone near you, Amazon's Alexa. The personalized digital assistant from the Echo and Dot services is coming to the Amazon iPhone app. Look out, Siri, for back-to-back comparisons. Struggling action cam maker GoPro cut 270 jobs, saying it would cost $10 million to let folks go, but save $200 million in the long run. As often happens, we sympathize with the folks who lost their jobs, while Wall Street cheered the move. Market researcher Tubular Labs released its chart of the top creators for YouTube in February, and here's a surprise. The top channel belongs to T-Series, which offers music from India, and you thought the internet was only about you. Last word, switch to two-factor authentication this week on Google, Apple, Facebook, and Twitter, folks. Have questions about how to do it? Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.